Hello, everyone. My name is Adam Cross, and I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in California. And today I want to talk to you about healing through community. This video was really sparked by a recent Lenten retreat that I was able to do with a good friend of mine who's a fellow Catholic therapist. And we offer retreats throughout the year. We've offered retreats for seminarians as well with personal formation. And then we just do kind of retreats as we can. You know, we really enjoy that as both being, you know, former youth ministers and working with retreats a lot in parishes. But this last retreat really kind of stood out to me. So we did a Lenten retreat and different group of people. And, you know, I really got to see God working in profound ways. These are people that didn't know each other. These are people that came together looking for healing, looking for how God was trying to work in their lives. And man, like, I wasn't in a small group, but I was touched by these small groups. And I just saw the power of vulnerability, the power of really letting people in to your wounds and really trusting other people, ultimately trusting Christ with our wounds, with maybe what we feel like is those or are those ugly parts of us. Throughout our retreats, we give talks, we give reflections, we do kind of prayer exercises, and then we invite people to discuss with each other. And just seeing the tears that come as they talk about their wounds, their hopes for healing, and even seeing like tears of joy as they're received with warmth, with love, with compassion by other people is powerful. When we think about mental health and we think about our wounds, we can often struggle and think at times that if I share this with others, I'm a burden or I'll be judged. Or if someone saw this ugliness, they would just think I'm terrible, right? They would think I'm evil or I'm a bad person of some sort. But I've seen the opposite of that. I've seen the power of community, especially as people come in together looking for that compassion and that mercy and healing within our church, right? We are a hospital for sinners, as Pope Francis says. We're not a museum of saints. And so there's so much mercy and compassion to be felt within the church. There's a lot of brokenness too, right? A lot of broken humans, rough edges at times, but to be vulnerable with people that there's a sense of trust, there's a sense of relationship with is really powerful. And I wanted to just share that, right? Vulnerability is always a risk. It's a risk to be loved. We can always be judged, right? But there's healing there. And the ultimate example of that is Christ on the cross. I think I've talked about this before, but you know, I think we get pretty comfortable with Jesus on the cross wearing a cloth around his waist. And even just knowing that when Jesus was crucified, there was no cloth. He is completely exposed. He is completely naked. And sometimes we can feel like that emotionally when we share ourselves and ugly parts of us. But that Jesus is this radical vulnerability, right? Who is without sin, naked, exposed, and vulnerable on a cross, being judged. And he's doing it out of love for the Father. He's doing it out of love for you. And through this nakedness, this vulnerability, this radicalness, we have healing in its fullness. Jesus conquers sin. He conquers death. He conquers suffering through that vulnerability, that risk. And so I think he's calling us, reminding us that through our vulnerability, through your vulnerability, healing can take place. I say that, and I'm not saying go find the first person you can and just share your life with them. There is a level of discernment and prudence needed to know who can receive me well with love. Retreats are usually good places for that, especially if it's guided by a leader and small group facilitators, that there's a good, safe environment for that to happen. But not everyone is safe to share your wounds with. We can look for that in the church. We can discern where God is calling us to in community, and how God is working through the body of Christ for our healing, and how he wants to heal us through our stories, but also receiving other people's stories can be really healing. So I just wanted to share with you the joy that I find in the vulnerability and the sharing of others and retreats through our church, and the beauty of how God is healing. Encourage you to maybe take steps towards that vulnerability and towards relationships where God is working. I also just want to encourage you too that God really does work through prayer. as I get to pray with people on retreats that I offer. We have some time for one-on-one prayer. And most of the time, I'm not really just saying, God, please give them this and please give them that. I'm just saying, okay, let's present this wound, this struggle to God. And let's see what God wants to say back. And God speaks to these people. He will actually give them an image or words that come to mind. It's radical. What happens when we listen to God? He shows up. They'll be praying. I'll be praying. Sometimes I'll say, yeah, I feel like God really wants you to know this. Like, this just came up in prayer. And they'll be like, wow, I just got the same thing. Right? Or I just got this image of being like a child and, you know, being in the Father's arms. I'm like, man, I just got an image that God just wants to hold you as a child. Right? So there's power in prayer, right? Remembering that we are beloved children of God. God is speaking to us in real ways for our healing, right? For our consolation, for our good. So to lean into the body of Christ, community, vulnerability, as we imitate Christ on the cross, and also to lean into prayer, right? As being his beloved children, he's speaking to you. He wants to heal you. And if it's hard to hear him, that's okay. We can lean into and even rest in that identity of I'm a beloved child of God and really cultivate an ability to hear his voice. We can work with spiritual directors and friends and also to look at what may make that hard for us to do. If it doesn't come easily, that's okay, right? But we're not alone in this, and we can continue to take these steps through the church, through our faith, to pursue the healing that God wants to give us. And it's exciting. It's not always easy, but it is a great journey that God is calling you on, and you don't have to do it alone, right? He's giving you the grace to take these steps with him in healing. Hope this video helps. Love to hear any experiences you have of community and healing and prayer and God speaking to you. So feel free to share that below. If you have any questions, leave them in the comments section. Give this video a like and a share, and I will see you next time. Thanks and God bless.